Welcome to the Stoic Fatherhood Podcast. This is Chance Hood. Okay, episode 4. I thought it was necessary to have a two-part episode on the lost hours. In the last episode, we discussed identifying some things in our lives that are stealing our time and focusing on one of those things to get rid of. I want to start this episode off a little differently. If you remember from last week, we were studying Seneca's writing about the ways we spend our time each day and how to make the most of it. Now, according to the age of your child, you may be able to share this piece of wisdom with them directly so they can put this to use in their own life. But if you think reading a 2,000-year-old text may not have the impact you hope with your preteen or teenager, here's a great analogy that hits home. It's not clear who originally authored this analogy, but the writer and speaker Jim Rohn used it often, and it goes something like this. What would you do if you were given a gift of $86,400 every day, and you can do anything you want with it? But the catch is, at the end of each day, it starts over. No matter how much you spent the day before, you could spend every dollar or no dollars at all, and the next day, your bank account would be reset at $86,400. After giving your audience some time to consider how they would spend this money, you can reveal that there are 86,400 seconds in a day, and we are already in this scenario. The seconds go by no matter how we use them, and they start over every day. I love this analogy for young people to help them think about the control they have over their time and how no one can get their time back. Those are fun, and I'll try my best to sprinkle in analogies like this whenever I can for you to share with your kids. Now I want to jump back into Seneca's writing from the book On the Shortness of Life. This is a continuation from our reading last week. Seneca is asking that you consider yourself as an old man, a man with grandchildren, or maybe even great-grandchildren. Now stick with me. This is a longer passage. Quote, I see that you have reached the farthest limits of human life. You are pressing hard upon your 100th year, or even beyond it. Come now, recall your life and make a reckoning. Consider how much of your time was taken up with a moneylender. How much with a mistress? How much with a patron? How much with a client? How much with wrangling with your wife? How much in rushing about the city on social duties? And two, the time that has lain idle and unused, you will see that you have fewer years to your credit than you count. Look back in memory and consider when you ever had a fixed plan, how few days have passed as you intended, when you were ever at your own disposal. What work have you achieved in so long a life? How many have robbed you of life when you were not aware of what you were losing? How much was taken up in useless sorrow, in foolish joy, in greedy desire, in the allurements of society? How little of yourself was left to you? End quote. So I ask you now to consider yourself as an old man. How do you want to answer these questions? How much regret do you want to have at the end of your life when considering how you spent your time? I'm now going back to Seneca as he ends the chapter with a beautiful revelation. Quote, you live as if you were destined to live forever. No thought of your frailty ever enters your head, or how much time has already gone by, you take no heed. You squander time as if you drew from a full and abundant supply. End quote. Now Seneca is speaking of one's own mortality. I mean, have you ever watched a bad movie for the fourth time? Have you ever jumped on YouTube and woken up 3 hours later none the wiser? I have. We're not going to live forever. What are we doing? I've asked myself that question many times after those YouTube rabbit holes. I've made these regrettable decisions many times, but as fathers, we should also interpret this as the time we have with our kids, which is much shorter. I ask you again, how many hours have you scrolled social media while your daughter is right in front of you, even as she pulls on your arms begging for your attention? How many opportunities do you think you will have where she actually wants your attention? Ask fathers who have teenage daughters, and you'll discover how few of those opportunities you really have. The question is, how can we address this? So let's discuss the intention for the week. We need a plan. Last week I asked you to find something in your life that was stealing your time. For most of us, it is our smartphone. But whatever it is, the intention was to get rid of it, or get rid of part of it. This week, I want to go one step further in laying out our plan for the days of the week. Seneca said, how few days have passed as you intended? Well, if you don't have an intention for the day, how can it go as you intend? I think this is best done with pen and paper, but it can also be done digitally. At minimum, you should mentally prepare for your days, and how specific you get is up to you and your style, but I'd recommend being as specific as possible. And it's best to do this before bed, planning your next day. There are priorities. This is the time to set those priorities. When you sit down the following day, you assess the current day. Sometimes things have to roll over. Sometimes things have to take a back seat to more urgent responsibilities. Plans change. You'll have to tweak the schedule, but make one. Take control of your life. If not for you, then for your kids. Show them how to lead a thoughtful and productive life. Watch your kids pick up your habits as you persist. Let them ask questions about what you're writing down as you set your goals, based on what has to be done today, but also plan for your long-term goals. To be clear, the intention this week is to set your intentions daily. Set goals, make your to-do list, plan your days, assess your days, and make improvements. That's it for this episode. Thank you for listening to the Stoic Fatherhood Podcast, and I hope you found it useful. Keep working on being the best dad you can be, and I hope you'll join me next week. Until then, take care.